This is Colourful Radio.
Our next guest, she's like a pavement kind of a trailblazer. Trailblazer.
Keep going. Keep going.
When we think about, you know, people of colour on television, people always go back to No Problems, don't they?
Oh, I like No Problems.
Yeah, and do you know what?
Chris Tummins was actually on the other day on Colourful.
Yes, he
was. Tummins,
yeah,
my brother.
I was talking to him the other day.
That's my brother.
It was No Problems, wasn't it?
No Problems.
Yeah,
yeah,
No Problems.
Together,
I had to, yeah, that's right. So this is where, and what was your character called?
Sensimilia.
That's right.
I don't think anybody knows what that means. It's just a lovely word.
So how did that name come about, though? Because that, really, that's kind of, is that PC friendly?
It's very PC friendly. It's very good for you to drink. Now, I have
good to drink.
No, actually, Chopé, she's now called Fumi, she was the one who casted everybody's... She came in with all the character names, and she came in with Toshiba, Bellamy, Sensimilia, Angel, and I immediately said, I like that name. And a lot of people on the road loved it as well.
Yeah.
They loved shouting out, Sensi, Sensi! Yeah.
What was it like back then? Because remember, you know, for me, when I was growing up, if we saw a black person in an advert, you'd phone the world to tell them that a black person's on television, much less this weekly sitcom. You know, what was it like for you back then?
I'll tell you what, because I had just finished doing Angels. I was in Angels before. And then Black Theatre Co-op was doing Welcome Home Jacko on the stage. And the producers, Julia Smith and Tony Holland, went to see Welcome Home Jacko. And they came back and they was going to everybody, oh, I've just seen this most fantastic thing with Victor O'Meara. I went, those are my friends, those are my friends. And at that time, I'd never done any theatre. And I was like, oh, they're going on about them. So when I'd finished Angels, now I'd just finished Angels. Angels was on like twice a week and it was like the soap at the time. Mm. And then I went and done No Problem. Now, I had been on television before. I'd done No Problem. We went to, was it Steve Williams? He had that reggae show going on and there was the awards going on.
Tony Williams.
Yeah. We went there. I felt like we were mega superstars.
But you were, still are.
It was amazing. We walked in, like, imagine, there was a table full of people talking. We walked in and went, silence.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, what happened? And they were all looking at us. And then they had to take us into another room because girls were going crazy for Victor and bloody like Toshiba and Bellamy. And like, not for us, they went running us down. They were trying to run the boys down. We had to go put in another room for them to settle down.
Wow.
And then bring us back out. And I said, wow, is that what's going on? I've done Angels for like 3 years. I don't remember people going mad and crazy over me like that. And then I go and do No Problem. And I love black people.
Yeah,
they loved us and I love them. They treated us with so much love. It was wonderful.
So what was the our white counterparts, our Caucasian counterparts? Did they recognise you at all?
Yes.
Were you being watched by Caucasian
you
people?
You know, I have this T-shirt and it says something about the best way to introduce your culture is not to dilute it.
Yeah, right.
And that was what happened with it. What they said was that they loved it because they recognised the people in their schools, the people that they know as their friends.
Yeah.
It wasn't diluted and they can take it on board and they loved the diversity of what was going on. It was mad. No Problem. It was totally crazy having Bellamy, Victor living in a garden. I mean, come on. That was over the top. And Toshiba, that time, pirate radio station was just coming out.
Yeah.
So we were right on top of the politics that was going on in the world at that time. So him doing his pirate radio station and he had some stupidness going on when he was playing two characters at the same time. You know, one be a young woman, one there, and just putting on hats in his own bedroom that nobody can see. Yeah.
Well, that's where he was getting his lines from, wasn't it? He's getting his speech from. No, but you see, the thing is that when we do think about I mean, in the papers, when was it, last week, they was talking about, for the first time, an all-black cast on EastEnders, you know. And for me, that was like, I didn't even notice it, to be honest with you. It wasn't until I saw it in the papers. But moving away from that, when you think of a black sitcom, I don't know if I've seen anything like No Problem since. Because we had Desmond's.
Yes, but it wasn't the same. And the reason it wasn't the same was because we devised it. It was ours. Whereas most of those things have been written by somebody, but no problem wasn't. It was us workshopping the ideas. We did have the people that eventually wrote it, which was Mustafa Matura, wrote it in the end. But we workshopped those storylines. So that is why, and we had total input. And I have to say, it was really sound bad. We had the first scene, we wrote down in the script that we had rice and peas for our dinner. So we were sitting there, we went to do the scene, and we'd do the rehearsal, and it was rice and green peas.
They got it wrong.
And we were like, this isn't rice and peas. People are going to think, what are we representing here? We can't have this. They never know. But, you know... It was peas.
So you actually, your instructions were that you were going to have rice and peas at the table. Yeah, that was in the script. And you took it for granted that they knew what rice and peas were. And they bought you rice and green peas.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That was funny.
It was very funny. But we couldn't say rice and peas, though, because we weren't going to be insulted by everybody watching and going, no, what kind of family is this? That's not rice and peas.
That's rice and green peas. So now what you should have done is just get the bully beef and put on the side, and then that would, do you know what I mean? That would have been all right then. So, do you think, though, that No Problems would work today?
Yes, without a doubt. And people would love it.
Yeah.
My character, Sensimilia, she was a lawyer that rode a motorcycle.
Oh, wow.
I remember that time people going, how much black people do you know that ride a motorbike? I said, and so what? What? Do we have to follow a trend? Yeah. And actually, there were black women that ride motorbikes, and they were well pleased to be represented, the two of them. They loved it. So, yeah, I'm glad. I loved doing it, and I got to ride a motorbike because I didn't want the stunts to be done, and I wanted people to go, can you ride a motorbike? I wanted to go, yes, I can.
Yeah.
But then the law changed 2 days before filming because to ride a 250cc, you didn't need to have a license. 2 days before filming, they changed the law that you had to have a license.
Oh, no.
So I couldn't get the license in time. So we had to black up a white girl.
But to ride
what?
The secret.
Really?
Yeah, secrets coming out. You know, it's a little wild now, so I can tell you. Yeah, they had to black up this white girl to ride the bike. I was And you know what the distance was? It was like from your front door to just across the road. It wasn't even any distance. You could have, but it was insurance purposes. They wouldn't let me.
So you had your own stunt woman, darling.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, actually, think like that. Actually, I had my own stunt woman.
I think it's absolutely fantastic. My girl's laughing around it. I think that, you're right. It would work now.
Yeah.
You know, like you get channels like Dave and the likes of and like UK Gold and that. How do we go about getting them to do reruns on No Problems?
You know, I really think they should. I don't know what the protocol is. I don't even know why.
Who owns it?
It's between London Weekend and actually what was Black Theatre Co-op because it was a joint production.
Mm.
Not joint production. We had some of the rights. They're the main people and we've got something to do with it, which is now called Nitro, by the way.
Mm.
So mainly LWT, which doesn't exist anymore, but whoever is that station, they have the right to do it. And I know that Nitro would say yes, because we are the actors in it, and all the actors go, yes, run it.
We would say yes.
And yes, so I think any way to make that happen, I tell you, young people will be surprised.
They would
still
love
be ahead of its time now. Because there really hasn't been anything as off the wall as No Problem has been.
Well, I tell you what have you been doing since?
Me, I've been doing a few things, but in May, I'm going to be doing a show called Judith Jacob Yabba Yabbas With.
Oh.
Yeah. So
Yabba Yabba means talk to. Labrish.
Labrish, them word there. That's the one. So it's going to be me. I'm going to be doing it at the Mary Lloyd Centre, which is right next door to the Hackney Empire, from the 17th of May for 4 Sundays only, with just like a trial process in there. And it's going to be me talking to my friends, which will include Janet Kay and Felix Dexter, Curtis Walker, Tamika. And I'm going to have a comedian and a singer. I interviewed them for about 20 minutes, and they're going to do a 10-minute slot, and a guest person who I won't be interviewing, but just featuring them on the night. So the whole show will be an hour and a half maximum, and we're going to have it there, you know?
That sounds wonderful. Just to let you know that I know what's going on behind the scenes, I'm one of those guest people.
You may very well be, Missy Lane. You know,
representing Colourful Radio. You know how we do.
As long as you can do something for 10 minutes on your own, that's fine. I'm sure you can.
Oh, gosh. If that's the case, then I'm going to be the host because I'm networking like crazy. Today, so you can be the guest person. I'll be your host. Yeah. Hey,
that's how we do. Got to keep it going.
So, Judith, I've asked everyone to do a little something when they've come in here. I don't know. You can play a bass.
Doom, 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 doom.
No, you can't play a drum.
Doom, 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 doom.
You can play a music. Doom,
doom, doom, doom. Can you sing, darling?
You know, I sing fabulously in my bathroom. The acoustics is fabulous. I don't want to ruin anybody else's songs publicly.
Right. Okay. When you go off to, like, if we had a director outside right now, yeah. All right, and they were saying, we're looking for this, you know, somebody to play this role, because I heard that every actor has got, it is a monologue, isn't it? It's something that, yeah, something that they can recite.
A lot of crazy people too, actually.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that bit.
Do you have something in your head that you can just spin off and get the part?
You know, if you'd asked me that, I think up until 5 years ago, I always had something that I could just recite. Yeah. But I've not had to do that for so long. I have a script and I learn to read the script and that's how I do it. You know, so no is the answer to your question.
Because you got it like that. Listen, Judith Checker, thank you very much for coming by and talking
to us.
Thank
you, guys. Love it. I don't want to come raving with you guys anymore, but yeah.
Judith Jacob, everybody.
Thank you.
This is Colourful Radio.